Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Friday. What's up? Welcome in. June is 20 days old. 2025, Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. We're in the Navy Yard on Half Street in our studios by Nats Park. And we'll be with you until 6:30 tonight, live and local, deep into the evening on the Fan. Danny, happy Friday.
Buddy, we got a game 7. We got a little teeny tiny game 7. That's fun.
I did not have that in the office pool. I have been wrong on the Indiana Pacers. How many times have they played this postseason? This
will be game number 20-something. Yeah.
Just about that many times. Mm-hmm. Season on the line. They did what they've done. Time and time again, which is making me look bad, but also bucking the odds. They come back one final time. Obi Toppin scores 20. Andrew Nembhard goes for 17. Winner take all game 7. They didn't just beat the Thunder. They destroy the Thunder. This is very NBA playoffs now, by the way, where...
Yeah, it happens more.
Tonight's not our night, so we're just going to kind of punt on this game in the third quarter. They sat all their starters before the fourth. But before they got to the point where they were sitting starters, Danny, the Thunder were down 30. This was their second biggest deficit all season long. Pacers at home, defending their floor, forcing a game 7. There might have been a couple people that gave them a chance last night. Nobody thought that would happen.
Not like that. Yeah, it reminds me, and this is a mildly obscure for those of you who aren't in my age demographic. Everyone thought it's not analogous, but everyone thought the Bulls coming home against the Jazz, I think they were up 3-1 at that point in time. And everybody just assumed, okay, coronation time. This is the Bulls. They're doing it. It's Jordan. It's the swan song. This is going to be perfect. And they laid the stinkiest egg of all time. Had to go back to Utah. Then you get the shot over Byron Russell for the win. And, you know, the Bulls clinch it. But it reminded me of that.
Former Wizards great.
That's right.
Byron Russell.
Byron Russell, former Wizards great. But it reminded me of that, where it looked like Oklahoma City, the Pacers deserve credit, as I keep pounding the drum for. I don't know if they win the whole thing, but they deserve a ton of credit because this is who they are. Oklahoma City looked disinterested, like they just assumed it would just go their way. They've responded every time they've had a kind of a stinker, so I assume they'll come out much better in Game 7. But man, oh man, it looked like, we might win, we might not. It was like, no, dude, this is it. You're sitting on the precipice. Where's my urgency? Wasn't there.
Dad, put a pin in this one. I oftentimes will think of something, and then I'll spin and look toward Darius, and I'll say, let's write this down for a topic at a later date. But normally that's like, late June in the summer when there's not a whole lot going on. So maybe we just do it today because today is the later date.
I was going to say it is late June, June 20th.
And maybe it's a couple of weeks from now. I don't know. But you just mentioned Byron Russell. I remember when the Wizards brought him in, that at the time I was kid, teen, whatever I was, I thought, oh, they're bringing in the guy that Jordan hit the shot over.
Yep.
To this day, when you mention the name Byron Russell, he was a pretty good little 3-and-D guy. He was a pretty good little player in the NBA, had a decent career. The first thing anyone thinks of, he is synonymous with Jordan pulling the trigger and hitting the shot over Byron Russell when he pushes off a little bit and hits the game winner against the Utah Jazz, right? 1998 finals, I think it was. Who are the players in sports that are remembered for one terrible moment? I think that's a great topic.
That's a good one.
Like, because he had a career. Byron Russell had a legitimate NBA career. I don't think he was ever an all-star.
He was a good player.
Tell me if I was wrong about that. But say Byron Russell's name to anyone and ask them, what do you know about him? They would go, oh, he's the guy on the Jazz Jordan hit the shot over. Because he was falling. I got pushed a little bit. My goat shoved him. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he was falling as Jordan hit a game winner over top of him to win the finals.
By the way, I've done the Byron Russell thing forever. It's B-R-Y-O-N.
Yes. His name's Byron, though.
I know. But it's like, it throws me every time. Like, I go, is it Brian? Is it Byron? Like, I never get that right. So I was just now looking him up, is my point, to see if he was an all-star, see what he did. And I did the B-Y-R-O-N thing. And I'm going, where's Byron Russell? What happened to him? Tilts me every time. Back to you.
File that away. Players who probably shouldn't be remembered for one bad moment, but are. Like when you say the name Jeffrey Mayer, everybody knows.
Right.
When you say Tony Tarasco, is that the first thought? That he was the outfielder.
He's putting up a Jeffrey
on
Mayer.
On the warning track, camped under a ball trying to catch it. I don't think he's as well known for that moment, but maybe.
I mean, you know the all-time example. A guy was a really good player for a long time. Bill Buckner. Known for nothing else.
Correct.
Like, literally, I'm going to list one thing he's known for, and it already comes to mind. 86, the ground ball. Like, again, a good player for a long time. Nobody knows and no one cares.
Bill Buckner, Byron Russell, there's got to be others. We can talk about that at some point. But, yeah, Game 7, enough, by the way, with the, what if, you know, these finals had a bigger city, and what if these finals had a better media market? The TV numbers would be better. How good has this been?
It's been great. I love it.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins an MVP as the next great superstar in the league. Tyrese Halliburton, who was on Team USA playing internationally this past summer, is one of the rising stars in the game. We've got really good young firepower, two ultra-competitive teams. By the way, the Thunder aren't just a nice little team. They are one of the best teams ever, statistically, in the way of win margin and dominance. And they're getting pushed to the brink by a Pacers team that doesn't really seem to have any reason to be doing it. Like, think about this, Danny. 50 wins for the Pacers now, 38 wins, 18 wins behind the Thunder this season, and had a 30-point lead over them last night. Nobody thought this was going to happen.
Yeah, and it's the likes of Andrew Nembhard, TJ McConnell, Obi Toppin on at least his second team. There may be another stop there that I'm not even remembering. It's not superstars that are doing it. It's not nothing but lottery picks. You know, their guy, Benedict Mathurin, has had one excellent game in this series, but was largely not a factor last night. It's awesome. This is kind of the whole point of sports to me, is these sorts of things. There is an overdog, as you said, the juggernaut. They haven't done it yet, and it's not like have won three titles in the last 4 years or something, you know, very Golden State Warriors-y. They're in the middle of a dynasty. Everyone thinks this is the beginning of their dynasty. Right? With the talent they've got, nobody that matters for them is over 25.
Well, it is the beginning. Whether they win a bunch of titles or not, nobody knows. But this is the start
of their
several
window.
Years of them being one of the best teams.
And here's the 4 seed in the East that was pretty good this year.
Yeah.
That to me was the underdog in every series they've been in so far.
By the way,
a win away.
Basically what you say about the Pacers. Now, the playoffs have been different, but they're pretty good. It's a very solid team. I like them. They're a good team. And then the playoffs happen. And they cannot be killed. You cannot drive a stake through this team. Matt in Centerville has a great addition to our list of the Byron Russell players who are remembered for one really bad moment. Matt, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, it's Leon Lett for me, right? That guy ran the ball back in the
Don
snow
Beebe, dude.
Into his own touchdown. It's crazy. I thought of an honorable mention while I was on hold. And I think it's Robin Ventura, who's the guy that charged the mound and got beat up by Nolan Ryan.
And Nolan Ryan put him in the woodshed.
You know what? I might even accept Robin Ventura because really good player. He was actually an all-star player. But I do think when you say the name Robin Ventura, who ended up being a manager, the average person's first recollection, like if you're writing, you've got to write 100 words on Robin Ventura. It's the comma, whatever you fill in, then the comma. It's not Robin Ventura, longtime quality third baseman. It's Robin Ventura, who you know is the guy that Nolan Ryan punched in the face and made bleed.
Put in a headlock by Nolan Ryan. Yeah. So it's interesting with Leon Lett. My first thought was Super Bowl, Don Beebe chases him down and takes the football away.
He
was talking about the field goal where he ran the wrong way.
So he had two of them.
He had two.
Yeah. The most popular, most famous or infamous play for Leon Lett is actually the one where he's celebrating early and Beebe
the Don
hits
Beebe
the ball
play,
out of his hand. But, yeah, can you be on the list twice? I think we're building a good one, though. Russell. Buckner is who we would name the list after.
Right.
because he actually was, and I didn't even know this until actually semi-recently, the last handful of years. I never knew how good of a player he was. I just thought he was the goofball that committed the error. Ventura, Lett, those are good ones. Dan's in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. What's up, Dan?
What's up, guys? Hey, back in, I think it was 78, Super Bowl 12, Jackie Smith was wide open in the end zone. And Jackie Smith's a Hall of Fame tight end, wide open. Roger Staubach hit him right between the numbers, and he dropped it. Would have been the game-winning touchdown.
So that one's before my time, and if you were to say the name Jackie Smith, I wouldn't have been able to pull that moment, but I wouldn't have been able to pull anything. So it's very possible. I don't know if you are able to go there, file. Danny, but if you tell me that's synonymous with him, because that's kind of the idea. Great player, but synonymous with a moment that makes it seem like you weren't actually that good. Miguel in Stafford, what's up?
Hey, how we doing today?
What's up, buddy?
I think one of the moments they actually share the most win is the finals between the Lakers and Philadelphia, NBA finals, where Tyronn Lue fell on the floor and Allen Iverson stepped on it. That was one of the best shots I've ever seen, and he made that shot too.
So the idea being Tyronn Lue, who's become an NBA coach, who had
was a good career, good player.
Yeah, I would say not on the level of some of the other guys we're talking about, but you're right. Like, that's a solid career. You should be remembered for being really good defensively. And part of the reason, by the way, he was on Iverson, I don't know if he was the Iverson whisperer. I wouldn't go that far necessarily, Danny. But he was absolutely a excellent defender. And they had their best shot when he was on Iverson because he ran around with him and made a bunch of plays. And now he's known for basically Iverson hitting the shot and sunning him about as bad as you can in game.
If the test is, what's the first thing you think of? That's it.
But if I asked you today, before this show started, Tyronn Lue, number one memory, what would you
Allen
say?
Allen Iverson stepping over him in the finals. That's it. Yeah.
I think that's how you get on this list.
People don't remember him as a wizard or as like a rotational point guard or as like a pretty nice little player or a coach even. It's like, isn't that the guy that Iverson stepped over in game one of the finals? Yes.
He was my guy, by the way. Mm-hmm. He was a wizard before that happened, I'm pretty sure, if I have my dates right.
You got it right, yeah.
That Iverson step over him came after I was in my room with loose leaf paper clocking how many assists Tyronn Lue had to Chris Whitney or
Lakers first. How about
Jerry
that?
Davis.
I would have got that wrong. I would have thought Wizards first too.
Lakers then Wiz?
Lakers,
so what
then
year
Wiz.
Was that finals?
So that...
earliest 2000s, maybe the 90s.
Must be 2001, right? Is that 2001? Somewhere in there? 2000, 2001, something like that?
Let's go to Miguel and Clinton on Grant and Danny. What's up, Miguel?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to put one on your list. It's the Monday night game, Brian Bosworth hype against Bo Jackson.
Oh, come on, dude. Because Bosworth was this... like the next big thing, the next great linebacker, face of the league kind of guy, the 80s style, Jim McMahon style headband, flat top, big, nasty SOB, and Bo Jackson. Just, we were robbed, by the way, of so much Bo Jackson time, but the greatest natural athlete I've ever seen, or I think has ever existed, knocks him into next week for a touchdown. And the legend of Brian Bosworth, little pinprick in the balloon, and it went flying away.
Definitely a thing, although I would just say, I don't think that play gets mentioned right away with Bosworth. I think him being a gigantic bust does.
Yeah.
Or like the neck roll or something. Like, to me, that's not the lead. I think that play is certainly the blooper of his career, for sure. Maybe I'm picking nits, but you get what I'm saying.
I do.
Where I think the first thing you have to think of when you think of a player is the snap that they want back, because they're going to, it's a date which will live, forever for them in regret. Let's go to Doug in Potomac on G&D. What's up, Doug?
Hey, this is a great list. I have two. Scott Norwood, the Buffalo Bills kicker.
Yes.
Missed Super Bowl 25, the game winner at the end. And then, unfortunately, our own Freddie Brown from the Hoyas, who had a good career with the Hoyas. And
he's a good player, yeah.
He's only known for the throwing the ball to UNC at the end.
He passed to James Worthy.
He's not on his team.
Not on your team.
Norwood is perfect. And I've seen documentaries of those Bills years, and it still haunts him. But even the name Norwood still in the Bills building or with that fan base, it's a pejorative. And I feel horrible for the guy. He did have a good career. By the way, because of the documentary I watched about those Bills and how it affected Scott Norwood's life after the fact, it has changed the way I view players who go through these terrible moments, Danny. Did you see the LSU-Arkansas College World Series game the other day where LSU came back?
Yes, the poor kid, the poor left fielder for Arkansas. Like, this, oh my God.
I mean, he was sobbing, being helped off the field by his teammates, his managers trying to control him, and he was inconsolable. I mean, he was devastated immediately, understandably. He misplays. He kind of falls as he's trying to make a catch. The ball goes off his back. LSU comes around to tie the game. They eventually win it. He's got to live with that forever, and I don't know how you do. But an Arkansas baseball fan, despite him being a really good player who the manager says they don't get to Omaha without, there's probably a really good chance eventually that it's the only thing that he'll be remembered for, or the number one thing, mm-hmm. no matter how good his career is, short of winning a national championship with a couple of big hits or something. Let's go to Charles in the district on Grant and Danny. Charles, we're putting together a list of players who are always going to be known for one terrible play, even though they had good careers.
Grant and Danny, if I say Mark Sanchez, you automatically would know where I'm going with it. So I don't know how far you would classify him as far as being as good of a player, but the butt fumble has to go right up underneath of the guy that the list was created after.
Ask Mark Sanchez how often the butt fumble gets brought up to him. I've heard him talk about this on some interview he did, where he basically said it's like a typecast actor. Like, you can't walk down the street with someone talking about that one role you played. With Jason, is it Jason Richardson? Who? Oh, no, that's a basketball player. Jason Richards? Who played George?
Jason Alexander.
Okay, Jason Alexander. So Jason Alexander's an actor. He's in Shallow Hal and a bunch of other stuff. Every single day he's walking down the street, people are doing George bits, right? Mark Sanchez can't go get lunch without someone bringing up the butt fumble. That's how you know that play. He got to two straight AFC championship games.
Yeah, had really good start to his career.
He was the sixth pick in the NFL draft. He was okay. I mean, he wasn't great. His performance here notwithstanding in his one game, former Redskins great, you sleep.
Handed off to Adrian Peterson that time.
90-yard touchdown. But I bet you in the next 24 hours, somebody in public will say something to Mark Sanchez about the butt fumble. Let's go to Robert in New Haven. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you, man?
Hey, buddy.
I've got one for you. I'm surprised someone hasn't already said this, but Chris Webber, timeout, 95.
I think he overdid that. I overcame it. I think he... His career was so great in the NBA that if you were to say, oh no, he called a timeout and didn't have one, everyone would go, he pulled a Weber. Everyone remembers that.
Yeah.
But if you say today, remember Chris Webber? I would say one of the best passing big men ever. Or those Kings teams were awesome. So I would not start with the timeout.
Because I would, and then like the comma or the second thing is, one of my favorite players ever, dominant power forward of this new modern era, who was incredible, should have been here for his whole career, but wasn't. Sacramento, those fun teams that could never beat the Lakers. But I think the first thing, the criteria is always so hard, right? Because if you go, is it the first thing you think of, or is that what they're known for?
Well, it's the only thing you think of, maybe, is the better way
right.
to put it.
So for Buckner, for example, the guy who the list should be named after, right? The Buckner list.
Yeah, this is our Buckner list.
You have to basically go, and by the way, did you know he actually had a good baseball career?
Byron Russell.
That's kind of the, yeah.
Byron Russell is known for Jordan hitting the shot over him. Did you realize how good of a player he was? I think Leon Lett's probably the same way.
Yeah,
so
it was nasty.
Maybe
yeah.
Is it the only thing they're known for? Might be age thing, too. You're older than I am by mm-hmm. about 10 years. I was not old enough to remember live the timeout. Like, I didn't watch it in real time.
I did.
I knew in my early career with him being on the Bullets, this is the guy that called the timeout at Michigan that everybody talks about constantly. And that was what he was known for.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he kind of lived long enough to...
Had a Hall of Fame NBA career.
Yeah, and move on after that. Let's go to Jeff in Ashburn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
What's up, buddy?
My take is Ron Artest. Not a play, but what he did in Indiana, appropriately so. We got the finals going on. Ron Artest, Meta World Peace. That guy, Malice at the Palace. I don't know what else you're going to remember him for, aside from being just a nut job.
Perfect.
I think totally right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ron Artest was good, by the way. A Meta World, whatever we're calling him now, I don't know. But when he was Ron Artest, awesome basketball player.
Yes, indeed. he shares like one of the distinguished honors of having dunked on me in high school.
It's true.
Not many people could say that.
Try to tell that story today to a producer around here, and they'll probably
Leave the room.
Right? As you're starting to launch into the story.
Leave the room.
Travis in Arlington, you're on the Fan. We're putting together our Buckner list of good athletes who we don't remember for anything other than their worst moment.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, buddy.
First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Awesome. If I can give two, if that's cool. I got one, which is another victim of Michael Jordan, Craig Elo. He's been kind of posterized forever.
Oh, yes. And I'll prove your point. The only thing I know about Craig Elo, and I'm not exaggerating.
Shot a reload. Good!
Is the shot Jordan hit when he jumped up and fist pumped a bunch of times. It's the only thing I know. If you tell me he was a really good player.
He was.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know him for any other reason.
Awesome. And then the second one, I guess it kind of depends on what city you live in, but Ernest Biner's fumble in the playoffs was pretty devastating in Cleveland.
Oh, before the drive.
All right, the late, great Marty Schottenheimer. That one got you. You might have a Super Bowl otherwise.
On his way into the end zone, fumbled at the two, entered then John Elway, 98 yards down the field. Denver goes to the Super Bowl.
I don't need to tell people in D.C. Biner was a dude.
He was awesome.
Really, really good player. All right, that was fun. You can take that off of the list because we just did it.
Strike it from the list.
That is called our Bill Buckner list, the athletes known for their worst moment who actually were pretty good. Grant and Danny on the Fan. James Wood hit a home run the Nats needed desperately yesterday. He's awesome. I'd like to get into that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Final out. Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nats win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field. They're mobbing James Wood as he crosses the plate. His first career walk-off homer, his second homer of the day in dramatic fashion.
Great call by Dave Jagler is heard right here on The Fan yesterday afternoon. About 24 hours ago, James Wood, a one-man band, dragging the Nationals into the fight and then dragging the Nationals across the finish line. He's single-handedly beat the Rockies yesterday 4-3 with two-run home runs. Danny, he's only 22, but our sweet nonchalant prince is already one of the best players in baseball. He is sixth in OPS. He's sixth in home runs. I'm not talking about in the National League or among outfielders. I'm talking about in Major League Baseball. He's got a 945 OPS. He's hitting for average. Oh, by the way, he's getting 40 points over league average, and he's got 20 bolts. He's on pace for 43. That'd be second all-time behind only 2006 Alfonso Soriano when the Nats were still playing at RFK Stadium in organizational history. Soto never hit that many. Bryce Harper never hit that many. Ryan Zimmerman never dreamed of hitting that many. What he is doing is absolutely outrageous.
It's astounding. It's astounding.
And with so little help, did the Rockies pitch to him yesterday?
That's what we like to call, I have to look this up, a mistake. That is a mistake for them to do that. But thank goodness they did.
You're choosing between James Wood having a chance to end the game and send everybody home with the 11-game skid over, or pitching to Luis Garcia.
Oh, but you're putting the winning run on base. I don't care.
What are they thinking, and why are teams doing this? CK asked me today, he said, how many home runs is James Wood going to hit this year? Legitimately. Now, in a normal year, I would look at this and I would go, okay, he's got 20 this moment. He's on pace for 43. The weather's only getting hotter. They're playing in some pretty friendly ballparks in the second half. I think it's very realistic that he's going to hit 45 home runs. But I have to assume that his pace will fall off and he's going to end up in the upper 30s or something. Because don't you think inevitably in this terrible lineup with only really C.J. Abrams as another all-star caliber hitter every day who hits in front of him, not behind him, nobody's going to pitch to this guy.
I wouldn't.
Stop pitching to him. I mean, don't. Please don't. That would ruin everything for me. And the only reason I watch is to see him hit a home run. But you get what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
Like, that has to happen soon.
Yeah, for the Rockies, it's all about development. And why not challenge the guy? If we lose, what are we going to have, the worst record in baseball? Yes. If we win, do we have the worst record in baseball? Yes. So maybe that's the thinking there. Who knows? But when you play first division clubs that need wins, you've got more games against the Phillies, the Mets, this West Coast trip against the Dodgers, Padres, and everybody else. If you're competing, I would go, all right, there's one guy. And he's going to hit second, maybe third sometimes. He's huge. And the rest of these guys are numbers. Pitch to Nathaniel Lowe. Pitch to Josh Bell. See if you could pitch to him more times than not. Pitch to Luis Garcia. No. It makes it that much more remarkable, again, that there's no help. Like, you saw their view of him otherwise, where they're, you know, trying to get him to expand the zone a couple times. He had a couple walks the day before, not biting on some closer stuff. The kid is just absolutely incredible. And the thing that boggles the mind, not even boggles, it bottles the mind, it puts the mind in a bottle, is he does the hardest part now. Like, that's the thing I think anybody that played the game at even a moderate level, high school or even a little bit above, understands. Hitting backspin line drive seeds to the opposite field for home runs the way he does is insane. It's like that craft, that skill, that extra layer that a lot of times has to be learned. 99.99999% of the guys that have picked up a baseball bat can wrap a ball around the foul pole, can hit a pull side home run if you're taking major league batting practice. A lot of people can do that. It's the Freddie Freeman approach to spank line drives at the shortstop's feet in batting practice. Imagine doing that except for home runs, which is where he hits them. I mean, you and Toby have dubbed that section the woodpile. That's because that's where they all go. It's nuts.
it's the lack of support that makes this so amazing, in addition to just him being able, to your point, to do things that so few people on the planet can do. I mean, there are only five or six guys on Earth that have his opposite field power, that have the even ability to do some of the things that he did. And when I would jokingly, and still do, you know, talk about people sleeping on James Wood, it's because I really don't believe there's an understanding of how special and how good he's going to be. Like, I was on with Sheehan. He had me on as a guest on his show a couple of days ago now. And he's like, this guy's not going to turn into as good as Harper or Soto, right? Yeah, he is. First of all, right now, this moment, he's playing at the level that when those guys are going good, they play at. But, no, this is an MVP winner. Like, this is a guy that is going to, if you're any good, carry you to the possibility of a World Series offensively as the best hitter in the lineup. This is someone who could win one or two or three MVP awards in his career. There aren't guys that much better than him. I mean, Aaron Judge right now is playing a video game. Everyone else is playing Major League Baseball. So we'll put him in his own category, right? Soto, just from a sheer approach, walks, on base standpoint, you know, he's got some Ted Williams to him. He got paid what he did for a reason. But for at this age, James Wood to be this advanced and to not get himself out more often than he does in a lineup with so little help, think about it. We always compare on these graphics James Wood right now to Juan Soto or Bryce Harper at this point. Look at the teams those guys were on. I will say, I looked up the lineup that Harper was in his 2015 year, which was one of the greatest offensive seasons of all time, and it's not as good as you think it is. Like, there's not a whole lot around him. So he had a little bit more early on of what...
At least guys that had done something in the league. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
But also, like, there were a lot of injuries. Like, Zim's hurt that year and Rendon's hurt, but they exist. They're in the clubhouse. They're helping you. Soto, at this point of his career, first full season in the major leagues, it was the year ultimately that the Nats went on to win the World Series. He's in a lineup with Trey Turner, who's got a $300 million contract, Anthony Rendon, who got a $250 million contract, Adam Eaton, who was a 6-WAR player at one point in the big leagues, Ryan Zimmerman, Kurt Suzuki, who's been an all-star, Howie Kendrick, who had been an all-star and was, when he got called up, like a batting title type offensive profile guy. So, I mean, it was a lineup littered with quality big leaguers. Yan Gomes at catcher was a 1.5 win player that year. You know, Trey Turner was worth 4 wins. Rendon was worth 7 wins. Victor Robles that year, thanks somewhat to his defense, but also he hit almost 20 home runs that year, was a 4-WAR player.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like any of that on this team. And James Wood says, it's okay, guys. Losers. If you want to keep losing, you can do that. But I'm going to win. So... I'll be at home plate in about 26 seconds. You guys can high-five me or not.
Give me a minute.
When I'm done at home plate, then I'm going to put my clothes on, and then I'm going to go to the plane. And if you guys want to come on the plane to L.A., you can. If not, me and 24 other donks will go take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. But I'm tired of this losing streak. It was so cool to watch him just decide that he'd had enough yesterday. That was a great moment.
I mean, a bizarre one, it just in and of itself, where he was also responsible for 4 outs by hitting the ball harder than anybody else in the world hits. You know what I mean? Like, those double plays that he lined into. That, like, those were his other, I guess, like, negative contribution, like mess-ups. But, like, the rest of the lineup's not doing anything at all. C.J. Abrams starting to swing a little bit better, getting on base some. Luis Garcia had a couple knocks yesterday, too. That's nice. But the whole offense, basically, the only threats to score were when that guy stepped into the batter's box.
Well, we were in the press box yesterday. You may have already gone down. I don't remember. But I was sitting with Toby, and James Wood had hit his home run, his 2-run home run. Gives him a 2-0 lead. And I said, like an inning later, after they'd let the game get tied at 2-2, well, when's James Wood bat again? He's got a homer if they're going to win. It just felt like that. I thought it'd be a walk-off in the 9th. It ended up being in the 11th. But there was only one way that game was going to end yesterday, positively for the Nationals. They get their chance in the 10th inning, and they can't get a run home. First of all, the sacrifice bunt I hated, but then they give themselves 2 opportunities. Ahmed Rosario has to hit a sacrifice fly. First pitch swinging at a breaking ball up out of the zone, ground ball in the infield. What on earth are you doing? It was bad baseball. It was losing baseball again. C.J. Abrams completely stings the ball. He hits a rocket on the ground, but a diving stop is made right at the bag, and you go, holy shnikes, they're not going to score again. They're going to miss out on a chance for a second straight inning of winning a game, and they're going to have to go to the 12th and the Rockies are going to win, and they're going to have lost 12 in a row, and then they're going to get on a plane and fly to L.A. and get their teeth kicked in by the Dodgers for 3 days. Oh, my God, how long is this losing streak going to last? That's what's going through my mind.
Yeah.
And then James Wood said, hey, guys, everything will be okay. Don't forget you have me.
I got you. Thank goodness they're dumb enough to pitch to me. I mean, I think your point is 100% right. Well, that's changing very soon.
And let me be clear. Mm-hmm. It's not that I didn't think James Wood couldn't hit a walk-off home run. It's that I just thought his big ass was going to walk down to first base immediately because they'd put four fingers in the air. So he's going down there, and now it's the Luis García-Nathaniel Lowe time. And neither of them are coming through today because you got to wait till James Wood's next at bat to hope maybe
you got to wait nine more guys.
The bases are loaded, and they can't walk him that time.
One of my favorite things is listening to the road team or the other team's call of a James Wood home run. And this one, of course, is especially special because it was a walk-off. Can I play the Colorado call for you here?
I love this.
Yes, good goal. Two-run home run in the fourth inning. It's the entirety of the offense for Washington today. This ball in the air to center field. Hilliard going back near the wall, and it's gone. The last guy you wanted to see up just ended the losing streak for Washington. James Wood, a walk-off two-run home run off Seth Haberson, his 20th of the year. Today, as he has been throughout this season, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
He's that dude.
You can hear the
the anguish. Well, I thought with the crack of the bat that he got it. It was so high, though, that I thought it was either going to come down right at the fence, because it was the deepest part of the park initially. Mm-hmm. It kind of got blown into a little friendlier area, honestly. Or I thought maybe there was going to be a chance for a home run robbery because Brenton Doyle, who's a local guy, Virginia Ties, is a Gold Glove winner who brings balls back all the time in center and has had a crazy series. He had one error, but otherwise was just unfathomably good. So I literally, I mean, we had enough time to debate this. Toby and I did a recording.
Because it was up in the air for an hour.
We recorded our Bust and Loose Baseball podcast while we were waiting for the ball to come down, and the podcast was just called Will This Be a Home Run When the Ball Comes Down? And then eventually it did. But did you think it was gone off the bat?
Yes.
Because that trajectory was like, it was nuts.
So initially I go, he got it. And Ryan and I and his buddy were in the toaster oven out there in left field. And as a, you know, I think it was actually Hilliard in center field. Doyle was the DH yesterday.
Okay.
That's neither here nor there. He tracks back and I'm like, oh no, it's going to slow up because of the height, it's going to scrape. And then it just, again, kind of kept going because he's James Wood and regular people
right.
would have been subject to physics.
The sound of the bat made it seem
was
like
a thump, yeah.
It was a home run, right? The initial thought was gone. Then, not far enough, maybe because of the trajectory. But as you said, he gets back to the wall, and he's got that backspin, that James Wood oppo power where it just goes and goes.
It just
and
stays
goes.
Hit.
It just didn't want to come down. It brought all that rain about 10 minutes after the game that we saw. I think it knocked into some cloud and did something. And that's why
it seeded the clouds.
Storm came.
The violent storm. By the way, we're out there in left field and people are like running for their lives. Trash cans were getting blown across the concourse. Like not even joking around. Like,
oh yeah.
It was a show.
I thought the red box was going to get lifted up and then we were going to get slammed back down. And like, we were only going to see Darris's shoes. And then a bunch of people would walk on like a little brick road or something. These like little munchkins mm-hmm. and they would grab Darris's shoes. And just, you know, we'd have a whole movie that we could start.
We'd just do a movie. There'd be a little dog.
It looked crazy out there, man.
Yeah.
But James Wood's ours. For now, he is ours. Grant and Danny on the Fan. How improved are the Commanders? One writer at NFL.com says they're one of the most improved teams in football this offseason. We'll discuss.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'll take some of the blame, but I need you to take a little bit of the blame, too. I just threw a ball really hard because I like to throw the ball hard.
I don't know why you like to throw it so
Cleary
hard,
did
way.
This thing where he turtles away, and the ball just continued on a rocket all the way and hit the glass, and it easily could have shattered the glass. And then the big takeaway would have been that I threw it, and I threw it too hard because I always throw it too hard.
Yeah. Why do you throw it so hard?
It's just part of the thing. I like a tight spiral. I like, you know, putting one right between the numbers where it needs to be. But Cleary turtling away because mm-hmm. you're throwing it too hard. Can we not break the glass?
Well, it's the biggest reason I usually don't do catch stick during the commercial breaks is because you're so close and you wind up and throw it so hard.
Respectfully, it's not the biggest reason. You've never done catch stick.
It's the biggest reason.
No, this is a newer thing. It's now taken on a life of its
own. You've been doing this for a long time.
You've refused to participate in anything fun with us for many, many years. Multiple buildings, many years over.
Each reason for the non-participation in fun things is, I have one. I mean, each instance, I've got a reason for it. The reason I opted out is I saw you burning out some poor intern.
No.
Like our buddy Tlaib is trying to play catch with you, and you're like from 4 feet away, like winding up, going full Clemens on him. Like, it doesn't seem fun.
A, that this is much newer, and what you're saying is not correct. You're just using a strawman argument because everyone will agree that I throw it too hard. And B, if you said, hey, I'd like to play, but I don't want Grant to throw it hard, then I would say no problem. You don't want to play.
You wouldn't say no problem.
Of course I would.
You can't not throw it hard.
No, we play all the time without throwing it hard. You said you wanted to bring something up, though,
before
we got to the Nick Shook conversation at the top of the hour.
For folks that are not aware, we are on the YouTubes, right? We'll say hi to the YouTube folks
high
right now.
High definition, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on YouTube.
Hi, guys. Yeah, we're here. So 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, easy to find as we're streaming right now. The chat is always active. People are commenting.
And sometimes, chat?
Hey, chat. Every once in a while, somebody brings something to our attention. So I will offer this from Kyle. Does the guy in the white shirt over Danny's shoulder in the glass room realize he's picking his nose in front of all of us on YouTube?
Wait, so he's talking about Strobes?
That's Strobes.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's tough, Strobes.
What happened, Strobes?
Strobes, you get a bat in a cave up there, brother?
I don't know. I don't have any recollection of this.
Yeah. You remember digging in there for a little something something?
Am I going like this under my nose?
That's it wasn't like an under, and it wasn't not the Seinfeld episode where he got caught adjacent to a pick, but not an actual pick. So a woman he was dating thought she saw him in an adjacent cab. He was on the side of his nose. It looked like a pick. It wasn't a pick. I think you got caught in a pick.
I honestly have no clue. I might have.
Wow.
I can't confirm nor deny these allegations. I can't.
So I will say, I kind of looked over my shoulder, and not that I'm like, I bet under the bus here, but I think he was picking for a little bit of gold, but yeah. I will say he was on Snapchat. He was on Snapchat, so I think like he maybe saw something, didn't realize he was in the stream. I looked over, I was like, this guy doesn't realize, like, he's in front of like thousands of people in the stream. Like, right now we got thousand people.
Hold on. What does Snapchat have to do with that?
Well, I don't know. I just saw him. I noticed that he's on Snapchat. Like, you know, I'm probably Snapchatting his friends. The young people do.
But what does that have to do with picking his nose?
But I think that's why he noticed. And he's like, oh, like I have a booger there or something. And that's why he went into
picking. He may have seen a visual of himself with a stalagmite.
So Ben, his suggestion is you were like taking a picture for your buddies. Do you recall any of this, that you saw a boogie and you had to get it out?
Honestly, no. I can't recall any of this.
Well, we're not calling our guy a liar here. Who suggested it?
This is Kyle. Kyle saw it. I mean,
I'm not trying to lie. I'm telling you,
I'm
genuinely don't
that
know.
You're lying. Do you think Kyle maybe is exaggerating what you did?
I have no idea. Maybe he saw. Maybe it was one of these situations where I'm on the side, or like I was trying to like fiddle with something that was on the edge of my nose, and it looks like it from that angle. But he could be totally right. I could have had my hand almost up to my brain.
All right, let me look on camera now. Fiddle with something. Like you're talking about, fiddle with something on the quote unquote side of your nose.
Do the non-pick.
What's the
look?
Side of your nose look like? It's going to show up in a second. There's a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
All right. See, the left hand one could not be confused for a pick.
Right. Okay.
The right hand, maybe.
So I actually think I have a hot take here, which is I think picking your nose, while it can be disgusting if you're really up in there, like doing it for too long, I think we overrate the quick nose pick in general. I would much rather someone just get what they got to do done, tissue, whatever, let's move along, than have something. The grossest thing is watching something dangle from there.
Like, if you can, if the other person can see it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the worst.
But if he did a quick, he's at the office, he's working, no one here noticed, he's only on camera, only reason we're noticing, he does a quick pick and he moves along with his day, I think we got to leave Strobes be. I think that's perfectly reasonable. A quick nose pick? Who hasn't done that before?
I mean, maybe it was a quick pick.
Maybe he needs to breathe a little easier. He hasn't been breathing as
good. Somebody with some historical sinus issues. I'm empathetic.
Alex Ovechkin is breathing snot rockets all over the ice every shift. I mean, nobody seems to have an issue with that.
Right.
You watch 5 seconds of baseball, you get 4 loogies per player. This guy, he dug into his nose for a split second.
So Kyle's saying it happened multiple times, which is why I finally commented.
Multiple times is tough.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think we had an official dig site.
So we need people to be on high alert on the 106.7 The Fan Grant and Danny Show Watch on YouTube. If you see Strobes in the white T-shirt digging into that nose, we need a code word. What should the code word be?
Archaeology.
Okay.
Wow.
Archaeology.
I'll just tie my hands behind my back. The rest. Darius is gonna have to get the phones the rest of the day.
Jason Bishop keeps a huge supply of paper towels over here. I'll bring you a couple. You'd execute a little nose blow.
Clean it out.
Yeah.
Nick Shook says the Commanders are one of the most improved teams in the league. We will dig into that next.
Oh, thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.